I love you.
Hello and welcome back to Bebo's Legends Podcast, episode 15. My name's Carrie and tonight I'm joined by...
the wonderful Elias.
And Nisi!
With the moustache!
I do have a moustache.
Oh yeah, crap. I'm so sorry. I haven't slept a lot. And I'm also, like, noticing even more withdrawal symptoms, so that's fun. But this week's episode is called Destiny.
And it got directed by Olatunde Osunsanmi and written by Greg Berlanti and Mark Gungham.
You nailed it. Well done. Gold star for Nisi. So, yeah, guys, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was a pretty exciting episode because it wasn't boring like the last one, but it still like broke out of the general recurring theme we had for the first season. So that was exciting. And also there were some really like top of the head funny moments.
I thought it was an interesting episode. Like, I didn't watch it in, like, a lot of time. That was not English, but whatever. And
you meant, did you mean in a long time?
Right. Long time. That was the one I was looking for. And I liked it. I don't know.
See, I thought the first half of it was a little bit slow, like, you know, the part where they
yeah.
said the rip, it was a bit slow, but then it got really good, sort of, like, the longer the episode went for, the better it got, I think, and it finished strong. I thought it was a good episode, it was really good. What was your favourite part?
when Snart was pointing his gun at Sarah and then the telephone rang.
Safe by the bell.
It was just so straight up funny. I loved it. I had a good laugh.
So the best part about that was, though, that it was Gideon that was on the phone as well. It's like...
Yeah, I wrote it down too. So that was also my favorite scene. And I wrote down my first thought that I got by this scene. Safe by the bell.
It was my favourite part too. I literally wrote down Gideon calling them on the telephone. Because it's not even like she rang their mobiles. Like, they all have phones, do you know what I mean? But she rang them on the telephone. Like, it's brilliant.
Yeah, she had to download and upload herself into the telephone cable.
Yeah, and then, like, their whole plan comes from Gideon making a telephone call while Snart's about to shoot Sarah and... Yeah, it's a great moment. It's really good. I enjoyed that part. What was your least favorite moment?
I think, Jax given a second, you're a self-centered asshole speech to start to 2 years younger Stein or a couple of months younger Stein.
Nisi.
I didn't like the Time Bastards. Because I don't like them. They are assholes. And this scene just made me wanna punch my TV.
I think that my least favorite part was probably the beginning of the episode when I know that it was important for Rip to learn what the Time Masters were doing. I just thought it was really boring. That's my thoughts. That's my opinions. It's all good. What was the most meaningful part for you?
Exactly, what's your least favorite part? Because it is the most meaningful part.
I mean, it's significant. I get it's significant. I just thought it was boring, that's all.
I thought that too. Like, it was the most meaningful part. Because you get to know why this all is happening and stuff. And they are actually the people that hired Savage to kill Rip's family.
Yeah, I thought that was quite important. Like, Rip finding out that it was them that sort of set it all in motion. Also, Snart dying, obviously, has a pretty big impact on them, I guess. He dies! You know, they're all sad. Anything to add, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Shut up. Why do they have the Time Masters or the Captains in the first place when they can control everything with the thingy?
Oh, cool.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so they just cancel themselves out, basically. And was it the first time in this episode that Rip has called Sarah Sarah?
Oh, quite possibly. I think he might have called her Sarah before, like when he was giving her the talk about you're not a monster.
Yeah.
I didn't remember, so it was
what? Like, I like it when he calls her Miss Lance.
Yeah, it has this British with it. This British sudden.
Yeah. thing that I wanted to say was that I thought it was really funny when Mick says to Ray that he's gonna shave his head if he tells anyone that he cares.
it reminds me of season 3, Sarah saying to Sorry, but don't no to Charlie. It was season 4 to Charlie, but don't tell the others, or they're never gonna listen to me again. Ah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny just because obviously he calls him haircut and then he threatens to shave his head. It's funny. It's good. It's cute.
I have two things to add. Like, first thing that I noticed is that Jax called Stein Martin, and he usually calls him Gray. So
true.
I don't know. That was kind of weird. Because I was like, he was like, so long, Martin. And I was like, since when do you call him Martin? And the kitchen changed from the Wave Rider. The kitchen on the Wave Rider, I can't speak, changed.
Yeah, the entire Wave Rider changed, basically.
Yeah, like, and the setup with all the chairs and things changed.
Yeah, and the rooms changed.
Yeah. Okay, well, if we've nothing else to add, then I think that this is as good a time as any to shimmy on over to our quiz segment.
Shimmy on over, oh god.
I know, I'm crushing it. So, the quiz segment is where we take turns asking each other questions about the episode, and everybody else in the team has to try and answer them. We encourage you to play along at home or on the bus or the toilet or wherever you're listening to us and shout those answers loud. And guys, what else should they do?
Shout them proud.
Try to be just a little bit more enthusiastic. I mean, I'm really...
Shout them proud!
There you go.
Shout them proud!
You guys are really overwhelming me with how much enthusiasm you're showing. Not. Okay, Elias, take it away.
I just hit my head on my mic. I'm sorry.
So,
that sounded amazing.
No, but that's probably a question from Kari as well. What cell block are they in?
You asshole! You absolute twat! 4587.
Yes.
Yeah. You're such an asshole. The one fucking time you come prepared and you steal my bloody questions. Piss off, Elias. Piss off.
You can't just tell people to piss off if they see your questions.
Watch me. Watch me tell you. Piss off.
Can't you tell me go fuck yourself because it means you care?
No.
Bitch.
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 I'm gonna come to your house right now. Please don't hate me, but the word that was gonna come out of my mouth was Australia. Not what I meant, though.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm coming to Australia and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Well, then
you have a lot of fun finding me.
No, I'm gonna come. Not in Australia. I'm coming all the way to Austria and I'm gonna kick your ass. Right, I'm leaving now. See you later.
So I'm seeing you in 8 hours?
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah. Okay, Nisi, you're up.
What's the true thingy called that juice showed rip?
The Oculus.
Congratulations.
I am nailing this quiz, guys. I am so smart.
Piss off.
You can't. No. At the beginning of the episode, Sarah Lance makes a reference to...
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yep, there you go.
I also wanted to write that down, but I didn't know how to form the question.
Fun fact, I dressed up as Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde one Halloween.
I know, I have the picture on my phone.
You do?
Yes, he does.
Who were the first ones to be hunted by Kronos?
What do you mean?
Leonard and Sarah?
Yes, Leonard and Sarah.
Oh, I thought the first one at all. Like
ever.
General. That was confusing me.
You were not very clear.
Piss off.
You piss off. Nisi, are you watching TV?
No, I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
What does make Paul Ray?
Haircuts?
Yes.
Oh, you suck.
I love you too, Kari.
What does Ray eat when he thinks he's gonna die?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
And what color is the frosting on these cupcakes?
Pink.
Pink.
Yes.
How many minutes are left before the place goes boom?
Two.
Yes.
Crushed it. Guys, I might be out of questions. One second. I didn't organize my shit this time like I usually do, so just bear with. Oh, I just thought of a point that I wanted to bring up. Can I bring that up instead of my question? Because it's a question.
Yes.
It's just...
Sure.
Do you think that when Rip sticks his hand in the Oculus, he sees Laurel die?
Yes. That's why he knew it was going to happen.
That's why he knew there was no alternate timeline in which Laurel could have
saved. It's even... Jesus, I can't talk. And that's nothing new. We all know that. That's why he knew. Because he couldn't have known just from the normal progression of the timeline.
Congratulations. Point to Elias.
Yeah, and don't make me think about Laura's staff. I'm probably going to be watching Arrow later, and I'm this close to her death, I think. And I don't want that.
I mean, what would I just... I just seen it, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sitting crying into my dinner, and oh my god, Katie Cassidy's just replied my comment.
Yes, but like, Laura Lance is my, at the moment, top 3 comfort character, and that's not good.
No. Does anyone have any more questions?
Nope.
No.
Aw, I think I won that quiz.
Piss off, you little fuck twat.
Oh, that changed tone very quickly. Alright, guys. I am going to take this moment to remind you all that we are on social media, and we would love for you to reach out to us via that social media. Words, wow, failing miserably.
Where words fail, Jesus Christ, I have that song stuck in my head.
Don't you think it's so funny that we have a podcast and none of us can string together a coherent sentence?
Yes, it is. It is funny.
It's ironic. Yeah, so at Bebo's Legends Podcast on Instagram and...
at Bebo's Legends on Twitter.
And we'd love to hear from you. Yeah, we've got email and we've got lots of stuff and we like people and sometimes. So yeah, reach out to us. It's fun. And if you're listening on a platform in which you can leave a review, please take the time to do that. It would mean a lot to us. I don't know what's next. I didn't write it down. Coming up next is our Who Said It segment, where we take turns going round the Zoom call. I don't know what we do. What do we do? Somebody says a quote and everybody else has to guess who.
This is a chaotic episode because all of us are brain dead today and I don't know why.
You know why it is? It's because we recorded yesterday, so it feels really dumb doing it all again.
A bit, maybe.
At least for me, because I literally am saying the exact same things I said 24 hours ago, but...
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So yeah, play along at home, folks, and get your grannies and grandmas and uncles and aunts to play along too, because it's fun for all the family.
Okay. Where is it? There. Am I supposed to be impressed?
Mick.
No.
Snart.
No.
Sarah.
No!
Rip.
Yes!
I knew it all along. I was just testing you.
Yeah, sure, honey, sure.
Assassin's Honor. Lucy's got a guest, guys. Welcome to Bebo's Legends Podcast. Tonight is Carrie, Elias, Nisi, and friends. I'm just kidding, it's not really. What are you doing? What is happening?
I think she's throwing her guest out.
I think it looks like she is, but also, guys, it's really funny because Nisi has got a moustache on her face. Hi! Hello! This is live, guys! This is what happens when you record live. Shit, just go crazy at any point. What is happening? Stay tuned for the rest of the Who Said It segment. Coming up next is Nisi with her wonderful quote that we're all going to guess who said it.
There's much hunting to be done.
The Time Master.
Time Master, man.
Exactly.
Okay.
So sorry, she just turned around and yelled at him.
Nisi. Alright. Yes. No one controls me.
Rip?
Yes.
Shoot me.
Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah Lance can shoot me anytime.
Yeah, same. Duh.
Also the spinny sword thingy.
I saw that in the previously on Legends of... No, in the intro where Rip is like, the body has worn my legions, and you can see it. It looks so funny. It looks like she's doing pirouettes.
That's what I said. She does spinny sword. And then she's like, pow. It's so badass. She's cool.
It looks like a ballerina.
Yeah, she's like an assassin ballerina. It's hot.
Eh.
Piss off.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Bitch.
Right, Nisi, it's your turn. We got distracted again.
Have you ever listened to what comes out of his mouth?
What comes out of his mouth?
That wasn't said in this episode, you're lying.
Rip.
I have no idea.
Rip?
Nope.
Sarah?
Nope.
Is this supposed to be a hint?
Nope. I'm just
okay.
Playing with my fish.
Listen to what comes out of his mouth. No, I have no fucking clue.
Mick! I said that before you said that. I win.
Yeah. This time I have to say yes.
He said it about Ray.
Oh, right. I thought it was Rip talking to the Time Masters about Savage. Oops.
Yes.
This is a bad plan.
Snart.
Yes.
It's Gideon's plan.
Yeah.
Somebody order up a rescue?
Jax.
Jax.
No.
What?
Sarah.
No.
Snart.
Yes.
Snart.
Yes.
Okay. Nisi.
Strap in.
Sarah.
Yes.
Also, Sarah sitting there in the captain's chair is just so hot to me. And also her outfit and hair this episode as well.
Also, when she told Gideon to do something and then she was, oh, sorry, your job.
Yes. That's not the one I want. You better be one hell of a thief.
Sarah. I think I'm out of quotes. Yes, I am.
Because if you tell the team I actually care, I'll shave your head.
Mick.
Yes.
There are no strings on me.
Mick?
Are you serious right now?
There are no strings on me.
Snart, Sarah.
Snart literally says it as he gets blown up, guys. This is the last thing he said before he dies.
Oh.
It's I was not like, even insignificant. It's a really big thing.
I was thinking different. I was like, strings, like, you know.
I've got no strings to hold me down, to bring me there, to make me frown.
Lacey, do you have any more?
Well, I'm not doing this because I like you.
Sarah?
No, Mick.
Yes.
When he pulled, Rip back. Yeah. Am I supposed to be impressed? Has someone already said that one?
Yes, I said that one. You didn't guess it, you fucktwat.
Oh my god.
How is that possible?
I suck so bad. Okay.
Yes.
I like blowing stuff up.
Blowing.
Yep.
I like blueing stuff
I know
up.
It's, shut the fuck up.
No.
What? Is that also a quote?
No! I just made fun of Kari's accent.
That's why I said, shut the fuck up. Nisi, yeah, do you have any more?
No.
Okay, I've got one more. We're excited to blow it up.
Sarah.
Yes. So that concludes the very professional and well-executed Who Said It segment. Congratulations, team. We nailed it. Not really, but let's pretend we did anyway. Peace. Not peace. I don't know. Anyway, anywho, I'm going to take this chance to remind everybody that coming up in December, we have got our amazing, astonishing, astounding, absolutely awesome Bebo's Legends Podcast Advent Madness. Woo!
Gunshots in the distance, fireworks.
That was off the top of my head, by the way. Nailed it. So yeah, check out our social medias and keep your eyes peeled for a fantabulous event of things and stuff.
Keep your eyes peeled?
That's a saying.
It is? Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a saying. Keep your eyes peeled. See, now that you've said it again, I feel like it's not a saying.
It's also a thing like smoking a t-shirt in a pipe or something.
No, it's not a thing like smoking your t-shirt in a pipe. It's an actual thing.
Isn't it keep your eyes open?
No. Keep your eyes peeled is the same as keep your eyes open, but it's an actual...
How would you peel your eyes?
It's just the same. It's just the same. Everybody fuck off. Right. Okay. Coming up next is our amazing segment, which is called
Finish the Quote.
Finish the Quote.
We're doing so good today. And we have even more stuff to record after this.
It's because I didn't write anything down except the quotes, so I've got nothing to go off of. So yeah, coming up next is the Finish the Quote segment, where we say the first part of a quote and the rest of the team will try to finish the quote. It's pretty self-explanatory. However, we highly encourage you to play along at home and give us a message on social media and tell us how many you got right. Whoop whoop. Elias, take it away.
Oh, yeah, right, it's me. I have to do that in the way the character says it, otherwise I don't think you'll get it, so I have to turn my camera off real quick. Oh, yeah!
I mean, it's Mick, right?
Yes, that one you got. That part you got.
However, I don't know what the rest of the quote is.
That tastes good or something when he bites in the cupcake?
Maybe he says, oh yeah, then too, but I meant, oh yeah, break my arm.
Oh. That's a really good impression, by the way.
Really, you think? Awesome.
Nisi.
Given the circumstances...
I should go fuck myself.
Yes, you should.
And that's because you care.
Yes, it is. Given the circumstances, who says it?
Stein?
Given the circumstances, I don't know what he said.
Elias?
Astonishing.
I don't know.
Okay. Given the circumstances we are under, I wonder any of us are alive.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's 5 minutes of my life.
Snort.
Wasted?
No. One segment. That does go that I wasted. Then I'm never gonna don't get back.
Once I can understand why you're confused, and I really can't take the piss out of you because I cocked it up earlier, so it's fine, right? Yeah, no, that's not right.
That I don't get back. 5 minutes that I don't get back.
I mean, that's not the right English words, but yeah, it's really close. I think that's 5 minutes of my life I'm not getting back.
Oh. Right. I was close.
Very close.
I get half a point.
Yeah, you do. And another half point for your moustache, so congratulations. You are a winner! Doo-doo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, it was Kari right now, so it's me. You are smart as...
I have no idea.
You're as mad as your friend Wendell. Right. As your friend Wendell. Wendell. Fuck, I don't know how Rip pronounces his name.
Fair.
I know. You wanna steal a kiss from me, Leonard?
You better be one hell of a thief.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing.
Stop it.
Think about me.
Oh, there's so many things that I was going to say just then, and I won't. I'll keep them to myself.
No, say it.
I always do.
Oh. Hello.
your niece, your girlfriend's gonna be jealous.
She doesn't listen to this.
How dare she?
Because she's not as good in English, so she doesn't understand what we are talking about. Also, she doesn't watch the show, so.
That's fair. She should watch it. Anyways, the quote, guys. Whatever you're doing.
Get back. I don't know.
Elias?
No idea.
Do it faster.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sarah says it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can share
a bathroom. No, we can share.
Who says it?
Sarah.
We can share.
Wait, I can try and do an expression. We can share.
War stories later.
Oh, yes. Gideon! Oh, yes. It's like, what are you doing? This is a phone. Duh. Well done. Nisi.
What? You thought you were the only...
rooster in the chicken stall?
No. You thought you were the only one who... does stuff.
You thought you were the only one who cares about people, who has sex, who does the fucking, who... I don't know.
You thought you were the only one who does the fucking? Seriously?
Excuse me?
That's where you're going with this? Yeah, you hide your face behind your microphone, man. You'd be ashamed of yourself.
Excuse me?
I don't know, Lucy, and this could just go in a whole range of places, so you might as well just tell us.
You thought you were the only one who knew a thing or two about time travel?
Oh yeah, fuck, yes, right, fuck me!
So much what? Fucking going on, okay.
I should tell my boyfriend that.
He promises not to blow up while he's on board.
What?
What? We should put that on a
t-shirt. It's so funny.
We should put that on a t-shirt. I promise not to blow up while I'm on board.
But I have no idea.
It was Snart that said it.
I don't. Is it set up about Stein?
Yeah.
So Grandpa is safe? I don't know.
Fucking know. He promises not to blow up while he's on board, which I thought was considerate.
Oh, okay. That's a good quote. For a time master.
You are an asshole.
Wasting a lot of time. You're wasting.
Kind of.
You sure know how to waste it. You are very good at
for a time master, you sure waste a lot of it.
There you go. Nailed it. Crushed it. Got it. Nisi.
Not that much.
I just looked at the two of us. Both the exact same.
And the best part is the dead air on the non-edited podcasts. There it is.
Chef's kiss.
Who said it, Nisi?
Mick.
Not that much. Not that much. Not that much. Not that much. I don't know.
I also have no idea.
English. Not that much English.
Well, okay.
He says it to Ray when he is like,
oh, yes.
English haircut. And then Ray explains it. And then he's like, not that much English.
Yep. How do we do that if the time bastards
are controlling us, monitoring every step of our way? I don't know, something like that. Are pulling our strings, are deciding our destiny.
Yes, are pulling our strings. You got it. Yeah, you did.
It was an adventure, but we got there in the end.
It's the journey that matters, not the destination.
So philosophical.
Thank you. I try really fucking hard. Namaste, bitches.
Namaste or namaste. I'm so sorry. I don't have any more quotes.
Nisi.
Me neither.
Okay. I do. This is madness.
This is madness.
Stein says it that far, I know.
No. You're wrong.
But he did say that.
It's from Snart.
I just said Snart.
Oh, he said Stein. Snart says it, and when he says the next part, him and Sarah's eyes catch, and she smiles at him, and he smiles at her. This is madness. This is madness.
But I'd like it.
Yes! Crushed it!
That was a total guess of the personality of Snart, but okay.
You nailed it. That might be me. Let me just double check. Done that one. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, I'm done. However, I just noticed something that I forgot to mention about the episode. How does Sarah get Mick back to the ship?
That I also asked myself that the first time I watched it, because she's a lightweight and he's a heavy, bulky dude.
Like, does she drag him? Because that's not realistic. She can't drag him all that way, and she certainly doesn't carry him.
Maybe. Do they have comms in?
I don't think so.
Okay, but because then she could have, like, asked Firestorm or some shit.
But, like, it looks like she's bending down, and I think she picks up the guns. But see, with the two guns, like, think about it, right? She's strong and she's powerful, but she's a small person, okay? Even those two big guns are gonna fill her arms. So she's certainly not taking Mick as well. How does Sarah get Mick back to the ship? So, listeners, that's our conundrum. Let us know what you think. So, just before we jump into the next segment, we are going to allow Elias a few minutes to talk to us about Redbubble.
Okay, now I'm gonna be feeling like you, because I just said the exact same thing yesterday. No, we have a Redbubble store with, at the moment, 2 designs uploaded. There will be more if I ever get the motivation and time to sit down and do them. Make them, not do them. English is hard. And you can order basically everything there with our designs on them, from phone cases to postcards to stickers, t-shirts, tank tops, whatever your heart desires. So check it out. It's in all our link tree. It's in our link tree, which is in all of our social media bios.
You know, I feel like this is a really good opportunity to tell everybody who's listening that the reason the information that we're saying, like, this is repetitive for us, and like, if you listen to last week's episode and then you listen to this week's episode, you might notice that we say the same things, like, if I get a chance to do it, or I forgot to do this. It's because we're literally recording these less than 24 hours apart. To create ourselves time to do the advent calendar. Guys, somebody just walked down my stairs and I'm in a cupboard under the stairs.
I heard it.
I'm gonna have to work on that. We're recording them really close together when we usually record them a week apart, so that's why we're a bit like, oh, it's so repetitive. I feel bad for people who do record things like this every day, because they must feel like so withdrawn from doing them. So yeah, check out our Redbubble store. It's wicked cool, and it's got wicked cool stuff on it. Words. Coming up next is our hypothetical fight segment, where we pit 2 characters against each other in a fight and discuss who we think would win between those 2 characters. This week's hypothetical fight is probably a little bit, you probably wouldn't suspect me to say these 2 characters, but I'm going to do it anyway because I want to know what you'd say. So, Lena Luthor. Your 2 heads just snapped. Oh, someone said Lena Luthor versus Felicity Smoke. Oh god,
you asshole! You got the bloody asshole! I hate you! Wait, is it hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah.
Then Lena, without a doubt.
Why?
Lena.
Because Lena has punched a guy or two and shot a guy or two, but Felicity hasn't.
Felicity has.
She even punched Supergirl.
Wait. Felicity?
No, Lena.
Lena did.
Oh.
No, but like in the episode of Arrow that I just watched, I watched the Birds of Justice episode when Felicity like jumps over a table and does all the crazy stuff in the field. But she also has, like she tries to kill that bad guy, and Earth 2 Laurel has to talk her down from doing it. And, you know, Felicity is pretty badass. Like Felicity in, Witness Protection with the pink hair.
Oh.
Beating all the people up. And, you know, she's pretty badass as well, so.
Yeah, but I still feel like Lena would just win, because you can't, you don't even try to convince me otherwise that Felicity Smoke is bisexual and would just melt if she saw Lena Luthor.
Evidence to back up your claim. Felicity Smoke watching Sarah Lance do the salmon ladder.
Oh god.
There you go.
And I thought all these times you were flirting with me, all these times you called me cute. Don't say you didn't like it. From you always. Duh.
Exactly. So there you go. Backing up your claim, we've got the evidence, folks. This is not
I mean Lena is bisexual too, but she already has her girl, so
Hashtag Supercorp.
Yes.
I'm going to say Felicity. I'm going with Miss Smoke. I think she's badass.
Just because you want to be like her.
I adore Lena Luthor. She's one of my favorite characters. She's easily my favorite character from Supergirl. I think she's a whole range of different amazing things. However, I think it would be a fight that I'd love to watch. Like, I'd love to see them argue, because I think they're both really intelligent women, and it would be, like, especially with Felicity's humor.
Yes!
Have you ever watched Pitch Perfect when... Pitch Perfect 2? I think when the German team are...
That's the third one, because Ruby Rose is also in that one.
When they're fighting with Anna Kendrick, and she's like, "You are a beautiful specimen," and she can't argue. I feel like that would be Felicity if she was fighting with Lena. I'm literally recording this episode right now. Can you close the door? This is live, people. You can put it on. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I feel like that's what the argument would be like. I feel like Lena would be all, like, arguing, and Felicity would just be like, "You are perfect."
No, she wouldn't be, "You are perfect." Oh, she would be, you're so beautiful and so perfect, and I don't know what, I'm sorry for my rambling, but I'm so in love with you.
I just think it's so funny when she says things like, "I love having you inside me," and by inside me, I mean your voice in my ear.
Yes, yes. But she said it to Oliver, so she also enjoys having him inside her.
You just had to go there.
Yes, I had to.
Okay, so I'm going with Felicity, you guys are going with Lena, and we're going to put this on social media, if I remember, which I hopefully will, for you guys to weigh in and let us know what you think, because I feel like this could cause a bit of a discussion.
Yes.
The Felicity fans are diehard Felicity fans, but the Lena Luthor fans, the Katie McGrath fans, they will cut a bitch down.
I just wanted to say that.
Two idiots, one not.
Because I will cut a bitch down if I have to.
Okay. Coming up next is our Would You Rather segment, folks. And this week is shit because I couldn't think of any. So, would you rather wear every shirt that you ever put on inside out, or every pair of trousers or pants or whatever you want to call them, depending on where in the world you are, back to front? Elias, it's not the end of the world.
T-shirts inside out. Oh, wait, I have to reason it, right? Because have you ever, on accident, put on pants the other way around? That's fucking uncomfortable.
Especially if you've got a zip, because if you sit on that zip, it might dig into your ass. So I'm going to go with t-shirts inside out.
Niecy's confused by the question. What are you confused about?
The other way around.
What?
Yeah, the butt cheeks in the front and the front zipper at the butt.
With the ass at the front.
Yeah, I know that, but how does that fit? I mean, how is that possible? How do you get your pants up?
I just said it's fucking uncomfortable.
It would still go up, though, like...
I have problems getting my pants up when they're right side up. Look, this is... With this button would be on my ass. How is this possible?
Okay, Niecy, we all highly encourage you to leave the camera right now and put your trousers on back to front. For science.
Do it for science.
For science.
Come on, Niecy. Do it. Do it.
Do it for science. We dare you.
You know I am dumb enough to do this, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everyone who is listening, Niecy is currently putting her trousers on back to front. Just for us on People's Legends podcast. It's the things that happen when things happen. Elias, help me out here. I don't want dead air, but I really shouldn't be talking.
I shouldn't be either. What happened yesterday? Or be ashamed of them because they're your deepest insecurities and nobody should know about them.
I mean, oh my god. How did it go?
It's not working. This is like down here.
Oh god, this is amazing. We need to release this footage to people. Oh. Oh, iconic. This app is iconic. Oh, wow. Are you okay, Niecy?
No, I think she's having a seizure.
Send help.
Yeah, I'm gonna send her... I just wanted to say her boyfriend, no, her brother, downstairs.
Oh, those are not two things you want to get muddled up.
It's because I just saw her brother's boyfriend in the camera. That confused
me. And she's drunk.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, does anyone...
Yeah, that's... He's not very... I don't know. He comes in and I'm almost like... Go out.
It happened to me too tonight. Does anybody have any interactions that they've had with anybody about the podcast this week that they want to share?
No.
No, same, because it's literally been a day since I said I forgot to interact with people.
Yes.
Oops. Niecy?
I did.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because today is Sunday, just by the way. We are recording this on Sunday, and I went to work on Sunday because we are getting on lockdown on Tuesday, so. And I saw my coworker, and she very excitingly told me, excitingly, is this a word? No, I don't think so. But she told me
excited?
That.
Excited?
Excitedly, that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I meant. She, very dead word, told me that her daughter bought something, or she's about to buy, or I don't know, merch from our Redbubble shop.
What? That's Wait. Amazing.
What?
You know, I told you at the beginning, like...
Yes, I remember.
Yes. And... That girl is going to buy, or has already bought, I don't know, merch from our Redbubble shop.
I mean, the merch is great quality. Just now I have a beautiful postcard up on my wall, but I also have a sticker on my laptop, which is really good quality. So, yeah, I mean, I support that decision. The only sort of other interactions I have had were we got those really beautiful pictures, didn't we? I feel like we should give a shout out for those posters. What were they called? Well, they were posters, right?
I think so.
What are you talking about?
The posters with the blue background.
Oh, yeah, with our logos. I remember.
Because those were really beautiful. I feel like shout out to at BLP underscore, is there an underscore?
Yes.
Best podcast? Because we are, obviously. Fully agree with your name. Congratulations. And Bebo's Legends podcast. No underscore fans? Underscore
yeah.
fans?
No underscore.
Fans for collaborating and making us some badass posters that they are so cool and really beautiful. So, yeah, shout out to those guys.
Yes.
Crushed it. Niecy, what is going on? Okay, guys, I think this has come to the end of this week's Beebles Legends podcast. If anyone's got anything else to add, this is your time. If not, forever hold your peace.
Beebo, la la loves you.
Bebo's Legends Podcast. I love you too. No, I'm kidding.
Bebo's Legends Podcast. I love you too.
Oh, it's still iconic that she did that. Yes. Jess McAllen.
And Katie Cassidy is proud of me. So, that's it.
And Jess McAllen freaking loves me.
And Nisi told Jess McAllen that it's dark in Austria.
And Jess McAllen asked me if I was sane.
After you wrote, read her a poem.
A poem. Check the poem out on Instagram, people. And tag her, please. Because she told me she would find it on the Twitter. And that holds no faith in her abilities to find it. So we're going to tag her until she sees it. Let's do it. Let's go. Thank you for tuning in to episode 15 of Bebo's Legends Podcast. We appreciate you. You are awesome. Good night.
We love you.
Yes, we do. Good night and stuff. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening.
Nisi, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bebo's Legends Podcast. I love you too.